So yeah, I'm not Orna, Muli, Asaf, or Dan. And this is from the Technion, which I have no affiliation. But I know the group well, and Orna and Muli, they were in the airport in Europe on their way from Israel to the US. They had an emergency, a real emergency, so they had to go back. They sent me an SMS, you'll be there, would you present? I said, sure. And I was at IPDPS 2 weeks ago in China, and the same thing happened. So let's see if I can do a good job here. The paper is about when you go get resources from cloud, and nowadays we are very used to the infrastructures as a service way that you get a virtual machine of certain size and, you know, built on that API for our platform as a service and software as a service. And the paper is a vision paper saying that this doesn't work very well and things will be different in the future, and that's what they believe that's going to happen. So the paper is about looking at a few trends related for how long we use the resources once we are renting them, how we choose them, and how we can say if we're getting what we are paying for or not. And we are going through these trends as they see them. And they believe that this indicates that instead of getting a full VM in a given configuration, you should be able to have something that dynamically will add CPU, memory, network, storage as needed in a very quick way. So let's see how it is. So not long ago, we were very used to buy hardware and assume that we'll have the machine for 3 years and build that in all our capital expenses for our enterprises, unless we were working with web hosting. And then we were already, you know, even a few years ago, doing things differently and being able to do our purchase of services in terms of a few months that we allocate and pay for services to have our web pages hosted. A few years ago, many people start to go to Amazon EC2, and with the same credit card that they buy diapers, now they get, you know, a virtual machine and keep paying as you go, as we heard in many talks today. More recently, you can go to Cloud Sigma, which I didn't know until this morning, but I just went to Cloud Sigma, and you can specify differently how you get your VMs, and I'll talk about that soon. Or you can simply specify how much you're willing to pay for a VM at EC2 and get those spot instances, right? That they are market-based. Once the price is something that you're willing to pay, you get it. The price dynamically varies. At the time that the price goes higher than you're willing to pay, you just lose it, no warning. And people have been found ways of using all these ways of renting computation. What exactly you're getting is we are used to know that our dream is to be able to pay for the resources only when needed. And it's very well known, people have been doing capacity planning for a long time, that this is hard to do. To be able to have your server resilient to getting, something in your department slashed out, it's something that people have been found challenging. So what happens here is that the provider so far has not had a lot of pressure in being able to offer us, customers of cloud services, a lot of flexibility. But the team at Technion believe that with the same way that now the phone companies charge, starting to bill based on seconds and not only minutes as used to be, because customers have been screaming about it and because judges have been stating that that's what they need to do, that they believe the same way the pressure will go to the providers of cloud computing to give us more flexibility so that we can allocate resources per second. That's the view of the paper, that you, on a per second kind of granularity, you add memory, you add CPU bandwidth. So far, in terms of granularity, you go to Amazon or Rackspace or IBM, Microsoft, a lot of places, and typically you find a menu of options in terms of instance types, which reflect some fixed combination of memory, CPU, and things like that. It has been already, I guess, a couple of years since companies like Amazon and many others now also allow you to buy this fixed configuration, but add, for example, more of a block instances, adding storage in a more dynamically way. Cloud Sigma, the one that I just played this morning, you go to their website and you choose how many gigahertz you want and how much memory and how much of a local disk, of a solid state disk, and how much network you'd like to have it guaranteed, and they will guarantee this allocation for you, and you kind of click things and they give you the price. And it can be very pricey, it's depending on how long you need. They have a lot of flexibility in the bundle that you're getting, but in terms of time, their options are 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year. So you cannot get the 1 hour thing that you get at Amazon. So it's a different spectrum of services. The old way of giving the full server for the customer, this is really dying, in particular as servers got to be bigger. There are many cases this is not proper. The idea of giving a bundle gets the trouble that I, myself as customer, may be paying too much, or you have, simply the idea that if you'd like to have 9 cores now and 10 later, you'd like to go back and forth as you need it. And they believe that because of the time of rental has been becoming more flexible and the granularity of rental has become more flexible, that the offerings will change. But they also want to point out that something else that has to change is the fact that customers, most cases, would prefer to specify their needs not in terms of a specific configuration, but in terms of transactions per second or a latency for a given operation, so a higher level quality of service. If you look at the small print for cloud these days, usually they're telling you that in average, you have some availability of the data center, but you don't make guarantees about the resources you're getting. And we saw a paper this morning, telling us that it can vary quite wide, vary a lot, okay? Some companies, GoGrid, that charges in terms of memory, if I remember correctly, and another one, they will give you a guarantee, okay? The hard thing about working in terms of service level agreements is that performance varies a lot. Again, we heard today that you just buy the same kind of configuration and you can have 30, 40% difference. Customers also vary. Some of customers, let's say for Amazon, may have more stringent requirements in terms of their availability, in terms of making sure that they get the resources that they are paying for. Some previous work argues that when you go to cloud, you should be able to tell the provider what is the application level guarantees that you need, and the application, and then the provider can use that information as it does VM placement, as it does scheduling of resources in the cloud. The authors of our resources cloud paper believe that this is not pragmatic because the way that we buy resources will continue to be built, really black box, that it's not, for several reasons, including security. It's not reasonable to expect that you allow the provider to peek in and know how much useful work you're getting out of the resources you are buying. Okay? So they extrapolate that quality of service will be part of something that when you specify a configuration, you also click on which level you want. And then the provider will be doing resource allocation, take into consideration that some important customers, important because they may be willing to pay more, they have stricter requirements in terms of quality of service, and they have to guarantee that the resources will be there for them. On the other hand, they don't want to just waste resources, and if they have resources that are just, you know, around, they will probably benefit from selling those resources cheaper for the ones who have low quality of service requirements. So what is happening here is that as you have this the market here of buying resources gets to a point that you really have the economic mechanism, the economic interplay as part of the resource management for the cloud. Because the provider needs to do resource management in a way that makes sure that it gets the high quality of service customers, and the other ones also there to use any additional resource that may be laying around. So probably for the provider, having a mix of different requirements makes more likely that it will be able to use well the whole infrastructure. From the client's perspective, when the client is doing, you know, her shopping about services in the cloud, the goal is to be able to rent in very fine granularity of cycles, memory pages, bandwidth, in a way that you can just pay for what you need right now and have the cloud quickly responding to you. So you have both the client and the providers kind of continuously having to decide, do I want to pay for more? I want more memory now or not? And trying to decide that. And from the providers, trying to decide who of the, you know, to whom of all those customers the resources available can be given. So it's really finally a market. And this rental in terms of seconds and the flexibility of composing what a system is, you know, in a dynamic way, make that decision, that market, very different from what we have now. So they say that we need to have now in this resource as a service cloud that each individual virtual server running will have some strategy to decide, do I need more resources? Can I get rid of resources and pay less? And have this continuous decision making going on. The provider, on the granularity of one server, the host here, and also of the collection of servers in an availability zone, will be now deciding which is the price that I sell and to whom I give the resources that I have in a way that I make more money and get my customers, you know, more satisfied. So it's about a future market from the perspective of the customer, because it's about guessing what they need us, what are the needs. It should support subletting in the sense that if I think I need more memory, but I actually don't, I may be able or I may be willing to enter the market to sell again the resource that I got. And there's a lot of negotiation going on. And this is not mandatory. If there are customers who just want to choose small, medium, large, that would also work, meaning that the customer has the same inefficiency that she has today, in which it may be paying at certain periods for more resources than actually needed to meet the business goals. The host agent or the provider agent is the one that knows really more about what is going on. It needs to dictate the economic mechanisms to make this economy to work. Earlier today, if you're here on the second session, we had a paper suggesting that a customer can get a virtual machine, run for a while to decide if this is a good one or not. And the audience, someone in the audience asked, wow, if everyone now tries to just try and drop, what happens? And this is the kind of economic mechanism design that the provider may have to investigate to guarantee that whatever protocols it offers, it will have the desired outcome, that your auction method, that your auction market is behaving well from the perspective of economic incentives in how people behave. The provider has to meet its requirements in terms of quality of service and try to make as much money as possible in the sense of for the customers with high quality of service guarantees who are paying more, make sure that they are satisfied. And for the other ones, to be agile enough to be able to respond to them and therefore not to miss the business opportunity. So let me stop a little bit here. And if you're falling asleep, what was said so far is rental has been changing, granularity has been changing. There is a good chance that this will become like an economic market. And what is hard is the software. The paper does not talk about it. What is hard is the mechanism design, our economic computer science people, and making sure that you have efficient, reliable ways of doing resource management. And that's it.